What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Think Computer's weekly tech podcast. This is episode number 356. That might be a little different than what you're seeing on YouTube. It might say 355.
No, I think I changed it in time.
Little mix up, but we'll see. We'll look at it in post, right?
I believe I changed it in time. At least on Twitter, in YouTube, it should say 356. I think on Facebook.
Either way, this is 356, and we are sponsored by Amazon. So if you go to thinkcomputers.org/Amazon, anything you purchase in future purchases, you know, for a little while, we get a little kickback on that. Doesn't cost you anything, but helps us keep the podcast going every week. And with me, as always, that's kind of what you all say with me, as always, is Bob. Yeah. So what's going on, Bob?
I'm here. I'm trying to push everything out to social. I always forget, like, Ryan and I get on here like 10 minutes before the podcast and we're talking about stuff, talking about what we have going on. And then I always forget to like push all this stuff out to social. So I'm kind of doing that right now.
Yeah. Well, that's like when we have that 59-second countdown or whatever. And that's when I'm always, like I always say, checking, making sure the stream's going. We're good there. So you're a little behind.
I'm pushing it off
a little bit.
I am off. And then last week we forgot to internally record the podcast. And we're all over the place. I think we skipped that one week and now it's just
getting back on.
You're just getting back on the saddle. Track here. I've been very sick the past couple of days, which is not good.
Oh, yeah.
You had a cold like last week.
Yes.
No, I have a cold. I think I'm on the good side of the cold. I think I'm.
Wait, no, that wasn't last week.
That
was 2 weeks ago.
Okay. Yeah. Well, through the internet, you gave me a cold.
Okay. All right.
I've been pretty sick the past couple of days. I'm just, like I said, I feel like I'm over the worst of it and I'm getting better now. But I feel like it's so crazy because, again, knock on wood, no COVID over the past couple years. But I feel like getting sick, it's usually like for me, it would be like a couple days and now it's like a week, you know, as you get older.
I'm usually like one of those like 24, maybe 48 hours. And then I'm like good to go. This last one a couple weeks ago I was down for like, I don't know. First 2 days were kind of like, ugh, kind of bad. And then it was just, but yeah, no, I agree.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but like I said, I feel like I'm on the better side of it. I might sound a little congested, but anyways, beyond that, it's been raining here like crazy, which is not like San Diego. It feels like I'm back in Pittsburgh again. I keep on saying that, but it's been like that
lately
a bunch, which is kind of crazy. But yeah, guys, so of course this is a tech podcast, so we might as well get into the tech. If you guys do want to follow along, we do have a full show notes page. Once I bring it up here, that has everything that we're going to be talking about this week. It is linked in the video. But it has all the articles, everything that we're going to be talking about this week, if you want to go ahead and follow along. Now, I took a look at a really cool case this week, Mini ITX, which has been a while since I've taken a look at one. And it's right, you can kind of see it in the back there with the shadows. It's right back there.
It's the reflection of the GPU fans.
Yeah, so that is the Cooler Master Masterbox NR200P Max. And the NR200P had been out for a while, but this is the Max version. And basically, I love this because, especially when it comes to Mini ITX, if you're choosing a case and you're like, okay, what hardware specifically can fit in this case? And I'm sure you know, Ryan, like, even though an AIO is 240 or 280 millimeters, that radiator might be a little bit bigger on one side than the other. You might run into.
Right. Yeah. It's 240 millimeters, like in the fan section, but if it's got end caps that are bigger, you know, like, and the case is designed for just 200 and, you know, 240 millimeter fans, right? It may not have space for the rest of the radiator.
It might be too thick. You run into all these issues when it comes to Mini ITX cases. So what Cooler Master has done is this case comes with a 280 millimeter AIO pre-installed, an 850 watts power supply that's also pre-installed, SFX power supply, and this little guy, which I actually have here, is PCI Express 4.0 riser cable.
So tiny little one.
Yeah, well, of course, because it's
doesn't have to go far. Yeah,
not to go far, so you don't have a bunch of cables in the way and all that kind of stuff. So you get all of that with this case. So it's a nice little bundle. I say it's perfect for me because, again, I don't want to be looking up. Oh, I'm not sure what fits, you know, and it makes the installation process a lot easier. One, the AIO, like I said, is already pre-installed. The power supply is pre-installed, but all the wire, all the cabling is pretty much pre-run too. So like the your EPS connector that goes up to the top of the motherboard that's already run and, you know, and all that stuff just makes things a lot easier. So I'm a huge fan of that. So again, you know, everything that comes with the case, there's the riser cable. You do get all of your mounting hardware for the AIO. Of course, the AIO does support both AMD and Intel processors, so you shouldn't have to worry. Whichever processor you're doing, you're not going to run into an issue there. Again, mini ITX, up to 4 hard drives out of the box in this thing, which is really, really nice. But yeah, so the case itself is this sort of dark gray, more of kind of like a gunmetal almost. And one thing I really noticed about this case is that it is pretty heavy duty. All of the panels, the front panels, metal, the whole thing is metal, and it feels really good, especially compared to other Cooler Master cases that I've reviewed. This thing feels really, really nice, which I'm a huge fan of. You know,
the front, yeah, I would have figured that front was plastic, to be honest.
It is all metal. It nice. Even pops off, so you have 2 SSD bays in here, which again just support 2.5 inch drives right there. No fans in the front or anything like that. At the top, you have 2 USB 3.2 Type A ports, audio combo, small reset, and a larger power button. At the top, of course, we have all of this ventilation. And then, of course, you know, our 280 millimeter AIO is installed there. And just like I said, I mean, you can see how there's like hardly any space. And like, you know, like Brian said, if you have an end cap or a different type of AIO, it might be a little bit bigger than this. So it's really nice that, again, Cooler Master, of course, has made this AIO, and it's, you know, it fits perfectly in this case. You don't have to worry about it, which I really like. So you have that there. Both of the side panels are ventilated, and then there is a what's it called?
Mesh.
Mesh filter on the inside that you can take out if you want. But yeah, that is on both sides. There's also an optional tempered glass side panel that does come with the case. If you want to use that instead of the mesh, you can go ahead and do that. On the back here, of course, this is where your mini ITX motherboard is going to go. They have pre-routed the power supply to the power connection on the back here. So again, you know, because the power supply is in the front of the case, you know, you don't have to do that either. It's already pre-wired for you. And then as far as graphics card support, you can do cards that are about 3.5 slots. They have to be slotted for 3. This will not fit a 4-slot slotted card, something like a 4090 Founders Edition, which is slotted for 4. I think that is slotted for 4 slots. Could be wrong. So. But in any case, something that's slotted for 3 slots that goes a little bit over that, you can actually fit in this case. It does fit cards up to, I think, 363. And you won't have an issue getting those installed, which I'll go into. Inside, of course, again, power supplies in this little section right here, our AIOs up here, and then of course you just install your motherboard here. You can kind of see that, and that's where your power supply is, all the extra cabling. And again, you can see that internal power connector that, again, it's already pre-run for you, your power supply. And one thing that's really nice about the AIO here is that they have put fan grills on it. You know, like with all the AIOs you review, Ryan, they don't come with fan grills, but because you're in such a closed in area, again, mini ITX case, they have put the fan grills on there. So again, you don't run into issues with cabling getting stuck in the fans, which I think is really good on their part.
Yeah, fan grills used to be such a thing. Right. Like you have these plain ones, which I think is great in this case. But we used to have like custom fan grills and like with your favorite game logo and all sorts of stuff that just kind of like went away.
It did. Yeah. I think companies realize
you see them every now and then, but
you didn't necessarily need them. Yeah. But yeah, but I think in this case, it's definitely nice that they kind of put those in there. On the backside, you can see where your power supply is installed. Again, pre-installed, all the cabling to most things is pre-run. And you can see the cabling for the AIO and all of that is all pre-run and everything like that for you, which is really nice. Also, I didn't mention you can install a 2.5 inch or 3.5 inch hard drive on this. And then on the bottom of the case, you can install one hard drive as well. So four hard drives out of the box on a mini ITX is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
As far as installation goes, when it comes to any mini ITX installation, there are certain things you definitely want to do before you get things installed. So in our case, of course, we want to pre-install our riser cable. Very easy to do. Also, connect everything you can to the motherboard outside of the case. So I kind of have it just sitting here. You know, I've connected my power cables, my front panel connections, my SATA cable. Everything that you can connect outside of the case, definitely do it, because I don't even have big hands and, you know, working in there, even though this case is pretty easy, it's going to be a pain to plug and unplug everything and make sure you have everything plugged in the correct way. Because again, if you have to go in and try to get it out, it's going to be a pain. You don't have to pull the entire motherboard out. So again, you can see we have our motherboard installed. No issues, you know. And then with the AIO, all you have to do is install your mounting hardware. So we're installing on an AMD system. So I installed the AMD mounting brackets. They go in pretty easily. Make sure you take the piece of film off here and then go ahead and easily install it. No issues getting it installed. Pretty easy. These are thumb screws. So, you know, you just kind of line up everything. Very, very easy. For hard drives, they're also toolless. So you install these little kind of pegs on the bottom, and it just, you know, goes flush right on.
I love that mounting mechanism. I've seen that in, or had that in other cases. Yeah, you just have those little pegs, screw them in, and just like push them in. I love that.
And what's really great about that, because I initially thought I'm gonna have to screw in this hard drive. If I did want to put a second one here, I wouldn't have been able to access the screw holes.
Right.
But because of the peg system, you can just, you know, place it there. You don't have to worry about that, which is really nice. For your graphics card, this entire back section of the case comes off. So you can essentially install your graphics card to the back section of the case outside of the case. So if you do have a longer graphics card, you know how it is installing a really big graphics card in a case. It's just kind of hard to maneuver things, especially in a small case like this. This allows you to basically, you know, affix it to the back section of the case and then just go ahead and slot it in when you reinstall it. We didn't have to do that with ours, but you can see, you know, no issues with our graphics card. Goes in no problem whatsoever.
And then with that and the riser, does the riser attach to anything, or do you just have to click it onto the cable with the latch there? Because
it doesn't attach to anything.
Okay. Yeah. So it's just attached to the card itself.
Right? Yeah, it's just attached to the card itself. No issues with graphics card installation. Very easy. The installation in general, I've done a handful of mini ITX builds. This one is extremely easy. You know, and it's very well thought out. So you can see it all closed up. And then again, you can put that optional tempered glass side panel on there if you want. Not a whole lot of lighting. You can see our RGB memory, but again, that's going to be mostly covered up by your graphics card. Now you will see our graphics card doesn't have any lights on it, but if it did, you could see that. But I think if you really wanted to light stuff up, get an RGB strip in here. That would definitely, you know, light things up. Now, as far as performance, of course, you want to see... our thing's going to be super hot inside. I think when it comes to small areas, when it comes to PC components, things can get a little hot. But we didn't really run into many issues. We're running a Ryzen 7 3700X, and for our graphics card, a RTX 3050. And we did two different temperatures: one with a glass side panel and one with a mesh side panel. The mesh side panel did have a little bit better performance. So you can see the mesh panel, our low temperature on the CPU was 69 degrees Celsius, And then with the glass panel, it's 72 degrees Celsius. Both idle temperatures were the same. So a little bit better performance when it comes to the mesh panel. For GPU, same thing. So with the mesh panel, our GPU temperature was 49 degrees Celsius. And for the glass panel, it's 52. So that kind of makes sense because, again, you have your fans right up against that, you know, that glass. So, but still not, I didn't think it was all that bad. It's not all that noisy either. This case is, you know, you can see kind of our noise levels for the case. It's not really loud at all. That 280 millimeter AIO doesn't really, even when you're putting full load on the CPU, it's not like, it doesn't sound like a rocket ship or anything like that. So you really don't have any real issues there. I really like this case. The only thing that I would have liked to see is technically you can install fans on the bottom of the case to get some more airflow, but they have to be thinner fans. So only 15 millimeter fans, really, really thin fans. So they could have technically moved the graphics card mounts up a little bit. Like the whole, they could, I feel like there's enough space where you could have, been able to fit 25 millimeter fans up there.
Yeah, because there's that spot above where the GPU mounts, and you can see it, right? Yeah, exactly that. Yeah, they could could have moved that up easily. I mean, yes, you would have blocked your motherboard, but it's already 90% blocked anyways by your GPU. So, and I think that would help the performance on this case a ton, right? Just get some cool air coming in from the bottom, go shooting up. Yeah, this.
Yeah, that's the only thing I would have really have liked to have seen on this case. Besides that, like I said, for me, somebody who doesn't, the less thinking I have to do and trying to figure things out, obviously the better. So again, having the power supply pre-installed comes with the case, AIO comes with the case, the riser comes with the case. Don't have to worry about any of that stuff, right? It's all done for you. I really like it. There's more than enough room in this case. They've made installation easy. It's a win-win for me for sure. We did price out everything. So if you want it, so if you bought their normal NR200P with the Cooler Master AIO and a PCI Express 4.0 riser cable, you would save money by buying all this together, right?
Okay.
And on top of saving money, you would also save time because you don't have to install any of that stuff and run all the cables and do all that. So it's currently $436.95 right now on Amazon, which I don't think it's that bad of a deal. Again, we priced everything out individually and it costs more than that. So again, you have to remember you're getting a 280 millimeter AIO. You're getting an 850 watt SFX power supply. The power supply by itself is $160. And again, the AIO is around $100. So
is there any RGB on that cooler? I know it had like the Cooler Master logo in the middle.
No, just the Cooler Master logo. No, yeah. No RGB or anything like that. Mostly because it's going to be covered up by your graphics card. But I think Cooler Master has done a really good thing here. The quality of this case was really surprising to me. All the paneling, it's all heavy duty metal, which I really liked. And I didn't mention those panels just come off. Like they're obviously locked into place, but you just pull on them and they'll pop right off. It's super easy to get in and out of this case. Super easy to remove the front of the case, the top of the case. It's really, really easy. So I gave it a 9 out of 10 and our recommended award. So definitely check this case out. If you're doing a mini ITX build, I would highly, highly recommend it.
Sweet.
Yeah. And that brings us to another air cooler. So I took a look at the Deepcool AK500 Zero Dark. AK500 has been out for a while and Deepcool has recently, they've recently introduced Zero Dark and WH versions. We reviewed their AK400 WH, which is their all white version. Zero Dark is, of course, all dark or all black. We actually have a video on this on our YouTube if you want to check it out. It, like I said, it instead of me talking about it here, you can check out the video. It is linked in the article or the review, or you can just check it out on our YouTube page, but it is right there. This cooler, like I said, it looks awesome. If you're doing kind of a sleek all black build, you're going to be able to match everything. So they made everything black. The heat sink's all black, the fan's all black, the fan clips are all black. heat pipes are black. Even all the mounting hardware, everything is all black. So you're going to have this just all black build. Now, the cooler itself, single tower, single fan, five heat pipes, you know, all this, like all the little details. And I've talked about this with Deep Cool for a while. Like you can see the rubber here on the fans, just a little detail there, which is really cool to see. Now, this is a decently thick single tower cooler. It's pretty big, but you can kind of see how the heat pipes have this offset design. So even with the fan installed, you're going to get 100% memory clearance. So if you are installing this in a system that does have RGB memory, you're not going to cover up that memory. That's the problem with a lot of larger CPU coolers, is that once you put that front fan on, you're covering up your RGB memory, which just kind of defeats the purpose of it. So you have all that there. You can see the top here has a nice design with the Deep Cool logo. You can see our five heat pipes here, again, that offset design, and then the base of the cooler, really nice finish on this one. And then when it comes to installation, this thing is super easy to install. You know, basically put the back plate on, install your mounting bars. And then what's really cool about this one is that it does, you do have to put a screwdriver through the top of it, but the top part pops off. So you can kind of put the screwdriver right through. Very easy, like I said.
The screwdriver's included?
Yeah, the screwdriver's included. You don't have to worry about that. But yeah, this is what it looks like installed. As you can see, it's nice and sleek. It looks really good. And again, doesn't cover up that memory, which I really like, I think. So yeah, it's really good. The performance is right about in the middle of our test group. So you can see our idle temperature sits with a bunch of the other coolers. And then our low temperature sits about right in the middle. So it's obviously getting beat out by like Deep Cool Zone AK620, which is a larger cooler. And then a bunch of other coolers that we've tested as well, but not by much, a couple degrees. But again, it sits in the middle. You know, again, in our super load test, again, sits pretty much right in the middle there. And then noise levels, it is a bit louder than some of the other coolers that we've tested, but not by much. It's not like I always say, it doesn't sound like a rocket ship or anything like that. But compared to some of the other coolers that we've tested, it is a bit louder. That's the only thing I really noticed, in testing, is that it's a bit louder. But overall, it's a really good cooler. It's also priced really well. It's $54.99, which is a really good price, I think. This can dissipate up to 230 watts of heat, so it's going to be able to handle pretty much any mainstream CPU out there. And like I said, I like it. I like the way it looks. If you're looking for something that's not as big, again, they have the AK400. If you're looking for something even bigger, they have the AK620. All have the same styling, which I think is great, that kind of Deep Cool has really made their product lines look, all the coolers look the same. They're just, bigger or smaller.
Yeah, I've been really impressed with their stuff the last couple of years. I feel like they've just taken a shift in their design and quality of their products, right? And it's been in the right direction for sure.
Yeah, for sure. So go ahead, like I said, and check out that review as well. We have Jim from Home Gadget Geeks in the chat. Jim, good to see you here. I feel like I sound horrible. Do I sound horrible?
I can tell you're a little under the weather, yeah. But you don't sound terrible.
I feel like I sound horrible, but we're gonna push through it. So we're gonna move on from reviews to Case Mod Friday. And this week we have a build from SS Mods. It is their tough AMD gaming build. And Ryan and I actually saw this case at CES. So this is the tough gaming case that has it looks like the Lian Li O11 dynamic a little bit.
Yeah.
I really like the colors on this, this orange.
It reminds me of a Division build, right? That tough gaming kind of almost has that military type look. Yeah. And so it reminds me of like a Division build. And I love that, like the straps on top, you can carry this and they're functional too. I think we asked about that when we saw this. Yeah, no, it's cool. It's clean. I like the straight lines that all flow together on it. Mm-hmm. They've used some fittings, like especially on the CPU, on the top CPU fitting, to make that bend as opposed to being more of a complex bend, which I think looks fine in this case.
Right here, yeah.
Yeah, right. You've got multiple there instead of having a single tube and that complex bend angles and everything. But no, I think this looks great.
Yeah, I really like that orange. Like you said, yeah, the Division. Remember how much we played that when it came out?
Mm-hmm. The Division 2, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Nope, it's good.
I like it.
I think it's cool.
Yeah, so definitely check this one out.
Yeah, I like the exposed heat sink, you know, on the pump as well. I think that adds to the look. Some people may not like that industrial look or want to try and hide that kind of thing, but I think it fits well in this.
Yeah, it fits really good. And they have the tough... I don't know if this distro plate is a... I'm pretty sure, because I was reading comments, that this distro plate isn't available yet. But EK will be selling this distro plate specifically for this case. Because it's hard to see, but there is a Tough logo here.
Yeah.
On the pump. So I think that's because this is part... This is made for this case. Could be wrong. But... But yeah, I think it looks great. Like I said, I'm
on that orange. There's another Tough logo towards the top left of that distro plate as well.
Yeah, right here.
But I don't know if that could almost be a sticker.
That could be anything. But yeah, I think this one looks great. It's good to see like brand new cases or cases that we really haven't seen a whole lot of coverage on get built, like have builds like this, to kind of really see what you can do in these cases and how it's different from some other cases. So
yeah, this is a good way to showcase it, because Asus is a company that a lot of times I think their peripherals get overlooked and their cases get overlooked. And I, you know, whether that's they just, I don't know. I don't know why that is. I just feel like you don't see them in stores as much.
Yeah.
I don't know. But this is a good example of what you can do with one. Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure. Because I believe it's all Tough components for the most part, right? So Tough case. Mm-hmm. I believe the graphics card's a Tough graphics card. It's an AMD card. And then the motherboard's a Tough motherboard there as well. So yeah, really cool stuff from SS Mods. So definitely go ahead and check that out. Also, just a reminder, we are giving away the Lenovo Slim 7i Carbon laptop. This thing's, we got 16,000 entries into this. It seems like, so we have a thing on there where you can tweet about it, and it just keeps on going. My phone just keeps on going off because people are tweeting about it. But yeah, no, we wanted to get back to you guys. We teamed up with Lenovo to give away their Slim 7i Carbon. This thing, and we talked about it a couple of weeks ago when I reviewed it. Perfect on the go laptop, plenty powerful for a lot of stuff. It's lighter than a MacBook Air. It's just awesome. Just an awesome laptop. And like I said, we're giving one away. So get your entry in. Bunch of different ways to enter. See where it says enter the secret phrase.
If you watch that video,
you gotta watch. There's a video right here. Somewhere in this video, it does I do give you the secret phrase. You can get 5 more entries into the contest if you're interested. So again, we do have the link for this in our show notes. If you can't find it, go to the website, and then at the top it says contests, and then it's the first one, boom, right there, and we'll be good to go there. So get your entry in for that, and we are going to move on to news. And last week we talked about the RTX 4070, possible specifications, things like that. But one surprising thing is we've been hearing rumors that the card is not going to have the 16-pin larger power connector that you see in the 4080, 4090, 4070 Ti. It could come with 8-pin power connectors. And the interesting thing is that there'll be 2 different models. So if you're an AIB and you're going to keep your card with no overclocking, kind of within spec of 200 watt TDP, then you can use the 8-pin power connector. But if you're going to have a card that's highly overclockable, think like a Strix card or something like that, and it has a 225 watt TDP, you'll have to use the 16-pin connector, which kind of makes sense. But I think one...
You have to use a 16-pin or a dual 8?
A 16-pin.
Okay.
So I think that, one, this allows AIBs to have less cost. I assume that the 16-pin connector just costs more. And you have to include the adapter in the...
Yeah, I think it's a combination of, you know, power requirements, costs for the connector and the adapter, as well as, like, I think, you know, you would still, because I think that your install base for the 4070 and probably 4060 series, right? Mm-hmm. I think your install base is going to be a lot larger than the 70 Ti, the 80, and the 90. I think, you know, they don't want to deal with the headache of, all right, now our install base has doubled or tripled in size because we've sold that many more cards, right? We know we had issues with some of those connectors early on in the 4000 series. So I think that's maybe one of the provisions they've made to make things a little simpler, right?
Yeah, there's probably a bunch of factors that have gone into this. Yeah. Costs, like I said, ease of installation, a lot of different things. Board design, because I think with the 12 or the 16 pin, it, you know, there's the connector is obviously different, so the board designs are going to be different too. There's a lot of different things, but this has pretty much been confirmed. There's a leaked picture of a Inno3D box for the 4070, and you can't see it like on the box itself. Like, you can't see the connector anywhere on here, but it says one 8-pin power cable for your system, like, you know, what's required. So that would be, that kind of confirms that that's kind of what you need. You know what I mean?
Gotcha. Yeah.
So yeah, this comes from Chipel. But yeah, I think, like I said, it completely makes sense for the 4070. Yeah, I think, and we talked about this last week, you know, pricing is supposed to be, what, $749 for that? Do you think this is going to be the card, or do you think the 4060 will be the card?
As the most popular?
The most popular.
Well, I mean, I think our next story is going to touch on this a little bit. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, never mind. I was mistaken. The 40, right? So we're talking like a 4070 with 12 gig and a 4060 with 8 gig, right? That's our next kind of our next story, yeah. Confirmed by Gigabyte. I think there's a lot of people that are going to be able to get away with a 4060 8 gig card,
especially if you're gaming at 1080p.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
I think I'll still wait for like review data to come out for the 4070 12 gig, but that's kind of the one now that I'm aiming towards once we see like pricing.
Over the TI.
Well, I'm going to be looking at graphs very closely for that. You know, I was up in Kansas City last weekend where there's a micro center, and, you know, I kind of hinted like, oh, maybe I'll stop in there. I didn't have time to stop in. And, you know, you were like, oh, did you get that 4070 TI? And, you know, yeah, I didn't. I
was excited for you.
Yeah. So I held off because I really want to see what the 4070 12 gig performance looks like, and that'll probably be the route I end up going, as opposed to the TI, just because I'll get a card that I can, you know, overclock, a card that's got good cooling, and can overclock to maybe 4070 TI base levels and work from there. So
nice. But yeah, I mean, yeah, that's cool. So our next story, Gigabyte put out in their software support, you know, they have all their different support, and they have 4070 Aero OC 12, you know, 12 gig. And then they have a GVN 460 gaming OC 8 gig, which makes us believe that the 4060 will be an 8 gig card. I just want everything to be out, right? So yeah. The entire line, I think, would at least go down to a 30 or, yeah, or 4050, right?
40, I could see them stopping at a 4050, yeah.
I want to see everything else and then be able to compare each card and be like, okay, this is what I want. Because again, we're doing a lot of comparison against the previous generation, right? Oh, should you get a 3080 or a 4070? Like, you know what I mean? There's a lot of, you know, I just want to see the entire generation come out, and then we can make an informed choice on that, right? I think we're getting close. Like I said, we have 4070 coming soon, and hopefully 4060, and then hopefully a 4050. You know, we can have the whole lineup out. So then, like I said, as a consumer, you can make that informed decision, I think.
Sure.
So yeah, moving on from that, we saw this. We got hands-on with this at CES, and it's finally available. Asus and Noctua present their RTX 4080 Noctua edition, which Ryan got to hold, and we got to...
This was a popular post for our social media, I think, wasn't it? Like, this got a lot of hits.
Yeah, and it's still, correctly. It's like on...
Still doing well?
It's still doing really good. Yeah, I think we had like over 50,000-60,000 views.
This thing is a beast.
It's a big card. It was heavy,
but it's so nice, you know, like, and
yeah,
whether you love or hate the color scheme of Noctua,
I honestly thought they were going to change it, the color. It looks almost identical to the 3070 and 3080 versions from the last generation.
Right.
But they have refined it as far as the heatsink design and stuff. The fans are still their 25mm fans. They're NFA12s. If you're a Noctua fan, you love this, though. You love this.
I mean, that shrouds a nice brown color.
Yeah.
But yes, the heatsink is huge on it. Those fans are so nice and quiet.
I think high quality fans.
It's
4 slots. I forget. I have to watch the video back that we made on it. But it's big. It's a big beefy card. Has a full cover backplate. So it's now available. I looked on Amazon. It's not on Amazon yet. I'm pretty sure. I don't know if you can buy it directly if it's on Newegg yet, but it's going to be decently expensive. But again, if this is your thing, you love this, right? If you're a Noctua person, you love this.
I mean, I'd love to see a black version with the black version of their fans.
Yeah, that's right? What I was expecting, right? That's
that would be sick.
A lot of, like, there was a lot of rumors that's what it, like, you know, you could pick. It's kind of interesting that we don't have a 4090 version.
I don't know. Maybe it's just a cooling issue, right? Like, they just couldn't. Well, no, I don't think so. Yeah, it is interesting that we don't. Because they beefed up the heatsink on it.
I think these fans
are more than capable of cooling.
I do believe the price on this is much higher over MSRP, right? So I think that
you'd just be pushing people too far away. You'd be
pushing a lot over the MSRP of the 4090. I could be wrong. But in any case, like I said, if this is your thing, I mean, that's awesome. Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty, like I said, I'm all for this. I love big beefy cards. I actually have I got my first 4090. It's huge. I might go get it to show you guys in a bit. But yeah, I mean, I love these big beefy cards. So definitely, like I said, if you're into that, that should be available to buy here pretty soon. So that's pretty cool. But if you want to try out something different, we've been talking about, like, it seems like every week the price just keeps on going down on this card for some reason.
I'm going to add something on at the end of this, but yeah, go ahead.
So Intel's Arc A750, the 8GB version, is available now for $225 right now. So you can get it on Newegg, and then there's it's $249, and then there's a discount on top of that. Okay. And it comes with a game bundle too. Yeah, you get a game
that's
bundle
good.
On not, top not, of that.
Big so, titles, but
still.
No, yeah, free games are always good.
Yeah, so I think that's, and, like I said. What were you going to add to the end?
Well, I got two things. One, Jim, who was in chat earlier from Home Gadget Geeks, recently had a guest on, and his guest is kind of contemplating two builds, and he was actually maybe kind of contemplating an Intel card as well.
Okay.
For use cases. So I thought that was interesting. And then the other little piece. Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
The other piece was, I don't know if you saw this news. I saw it today. I don't remember when it came out, but Raja Koduri is out at Intel. After about 5 years there, starting up his own company to kind of bring some AI work into games. I thought that was interesting news. He had kind of moved from AMD over to Intel.
He was the head guy about 5 years ago, and that was the big that was the big news at the time, and we covered that pretty extensively. And then he went over to Intel, and that's when you knew Intel was going to come with a graphics card. And then we'd be
like, why would they hire him on?
Yeah, and then we've been covering the graphics card stuff for the past couple of years. Yeah, so I mean, obviously, good luck to him. We're in his new company. I did see on Twitter the Intel CEO wished him best of luck in his new venture and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see with him departing Intel. Be interesting to see who kind of takes over that. I don't know if they announced that. I didn't really look into the story all that much.
I don't think they've shown who's
going to come into that role, because this is, and we have heard rumors that it could be the last one. You don't know. So, but if you, like I said, if you do want to try this card out, I mean, $225 for a graphics card is this day and age is a good price. And we have seen, and we've covered it, that they've continually updated the drivers for better performance, especially at 1080p. So check that out if that's something that you might be into. I keep on saying I might pick one up. I don't know. Who knows?
It keeps coming down in price.
Yeah, it keeps coming down in price, talking about stuff that's coming out, I believe as Linus Tech Tips got to preview the upcoming Crucial T7. That's a PCI Express 5.0 NVMe SSD. They put up pictures of it. I mean, this is kind of what it looks like. It's going to have a pretty beefy heat sink on it and all that. Phison base E26, which all the newer ones are going to be based on. No active cooling from what I can see. No fan or anything like that.
A cable for the fan or anything.
Yeah. But good performance here. 12,000 read, which is 12 gigabytes per second, and 11.8 gigabytes per second write, which is just so fast. I'm really excited for all these to come out. All these drives getting us Gen 5 storage. I love super fast storage. So that's pretty cool to see. Something to look forward to. If you are looking to get Gen 5 storage, there's going to be a ton of drives coming out as we get further along in the year. There's gonna be a bunch, so definitely excited to see all those, and we'll probably get a bunch of these into review and test. So excited for that. Now this is something that I wanted to see your thoughts on, Ryan. If this fits your aesthetic or things that you might like. So there's a pretty interesting wooden wireless mechanical keyboard from a company I've never heard of, but I mean, what do you think?
I think it looks cool. I bet it has a very unique sound, typing sound.
That's what I'm kind of interested to see.
I bet the wood, I bet it could sound pretty good. I also think it's cool, and it, if I'm not mistaken, like it looks like that's a single like piece of wood that they've cut out each key to, right? Like the whole top plate looks like a piece of wood was...
Oh, yeah, I do kind of see
right? That. The grain goes together across the keys, so which I think is really nice. It's not just like a bunch of random wood pieces stuck on top. So I think that looks nice. I don't know. I'd have to see it and use it, right? But I like I said, I think it'll have a very unique sound to it.
And it's wireless 2.4 gigahertz and Bluetooth 5.0.
I'm curious how the keycaps connect to the switches, though. Because if on a regular, because these look like they're low-profile switches and keycaps. Mm-hmm. Keycaps for sure. Switches, I'm assuming, as well. On those low profile keycaps, some of them use the cherry stem. Some of them have a clip that clips on more like a laptop keyboard would have. So I'm just curious how those wood keycaps connect on.
It's $745.
Hey,
I just read that. 99,000 yen.
I'm good.
Yeah. I'm trying to, if there's any,
that's a lot, but
that is a lot.
There's a lot that goes into it.
Yeah, I mean, if it's all wooden, like if this entire thing is a piece of wood and
has been milled out and has the board, yeah, it's
Yeah, it's not just like a laminate with, you know, like if it has to be real wood for that price, I assume. So pretty cool, though. We probably won't see it over here. Maybe you'll be able to buy it and get it shipped over here. But that's pretty cool. I think it's got an English. You know, this would go good with the Fractal Design North.
Yeah.
That has the wood in front. So I think that would be pretty cool to see.
Shinny says it looks cool. Maybe he'll buy one.
Yeah, Shinny, it's only $745. So, you know, since, you know, Ryan's
Ryan pays you one for your wife.
So much that you should, you know, you should get one for the office and then one for at home.
Sure.
And then Ryan can steal it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I like I said, I think it's cool. I know, like you said, they have to send one to some like keyboard YouTuber, right?
Right. Because so we can hear it.
And, yeah. I want to see how it sounds and how, yeah, we'll check back on this. I'll remember to, keep on, you know, whenever this is supposed to come out, see if a YouTuber gets one, you know? So yeah, so we have that. And then the big story today dropped. And we talked about this last week that, there's going to be Counter-Strike 2 coming out with Source 2 engine. And maybe
I'm old school. Didn't we see like an executable last week or something?
Yeah. Yeah. And maybe it's a bigger deal to me because I don't know how many younger gamers are really into Counter-Strike. That's one of the first games. I mean, I was on 1.6.
I feel like Valorant is the new Counter-Strike. Yes. Whenever I watch any game footage or gameplay of Valorant, I'm like, this just looks like Counter-Strike with abilities and
that's basically, you know,
new graphics.
Yeah. Right. So today, Valve announced Counter-Strike 2 is going to be coming in summer 2023. There's a limited test going on now. If you are a pretty steady Counter-Strike Source player, you should get an invite within Steam. If you're not, you probably won't get in on the limited time test. But they have an FAQ. We have it linked if you want to check it out. They also released three different videos that we have in our article here about different things in the game and things that they're changing. But the whole thing
looks like, is that Italy? That first map there?
I don't remember.
I know that map. Yeah, I know exactly.
But yeah, they talked about a lot of things going into the new game. Again, being based on you know, the Source 2 engine, so that's obviously a lot more powerful. It's going to look better. And yeah, it's about time, I would say. It's been a very long time. Now, this makes me think, though, could we get a new Half-Life game?
That's a good point.
You know?
Maybe.
But, I mean, this also could do with,
imagine?
Like
yeah.
Such a good first person.
I think that's the last game that I played all the way through. I'm like a serial game starter and not finisher. Yeah. Well, I take that back. I finished Division 1. But like before that, yeah, I think it was probably Half-Life 2.
It was it's one of those games, and maybe it was just a different time because we have a million things like, you know, social media and all these things, but you felt like you were in the game when you were playing it. That's how Half-Life was for me.
I mean, I remember like at the very beginning of the game, you're like in this train station or something, and doesn't like one of the guards or something like throws a can at you, or like you try and throw it away and he like hits it away and you're like, oh man, this game has physics. And then I just remember feeling like so offended at his actions, you know, and you're like,
yeah,
you just got into that game so much.
It was such a interesting and
great story.
It was a really good story, like
all the ambient sounds you kept hearing.
They don't make games like that anymore.
Yeah,
which we've probably been saying that for years, you know, because again, there's no money in it. There's no money in the single player game. It's all in the multiplayer, DLC, skins, all kinds of stuff.
Loot box.
That's kind of where it's at. But yeah, man. But in any case, Counter-Strike 2, coming out in the summer. So that's kind of, it makes me wonder if like the popularity or like they saw, you know, because, you know, it's all on Steam. Like, okay, every month the user base is going down. We need to build something new to get people excited again about the game. Or like maybe people were going to Valorant, you know, instead, or because they wanted something new. Because again, nothing new really has been added to Counter-Strike Source since whatever it came out, you know. Okay. So yeah, that is it for our news this week. We'll talk about what we have coming up next week as far as reviews. I have a keyboard in front of me that looks amazing. It is the Rocket Vulcan 2 Max. You took a look at the Vulcan 1, the first one.
Correct, yes.
Yeah, so this is the Vulcan 2 Max. It's pretty interesting. It looks like you can see it comes with this clear wrist rest that the RGB lighting kind of goes into.
That's cool, yeah.
Very cool. It also has these switches. The switches actually have two RGB LEDs in them, not one. So a lot more RGB stuff going on. I have the white version, which it's this one. It looks awesome sitting on my desk right now. It's so cool. So I will have that for you next week. And we've been on this thing of like reviewing flash drives, right? It had been a while since we reviewed flash drive. And now we're taking a look at these Kingston Data Traveler Maxes. So, you know, we're talking, you know, 300-400 megabytes a second is fast, right? These are 1,000 megabytes a second flash drives. This one is type A. This one's type C. Actually, I have both, so I'm going to be testing both. So, yeah, type A, type C. Again,
I don't remember seeing these at CES. Did they show them to us?
They gave them to us.
Oh, they gave them to you right then? Okay.
Yeah. I just don't remember. So yeah, so just something easy you can throw, but like just the speed, again, 1,000 megabytes a second on these, which is definitely going to be really cool to test. And just having that much speed in your pocket, whether you're doing file transfers, offloading, you know, video, photo, there's a, you know, it'll be pretty cool to test these there as well. So I'll have that for you guys next week as well. And as we come to the end here, we talk about if we did anything cool or anything like that. What have you been up to, Ryan?
In the last week, not a ton.
You went to Kansas City, said.
I went to Kansas City, went to a Comic-Con up there.
Yeah, so. I wanted to pimp out Ryan's YouTube page. So Ryan, if you didn't notice behind him, he has a bunch of things.
They're collectibles. It's not junk, Bob.
As I say.
Oh, and while you're looking that up, free games on the Epic Game Store, since I didn't see Old Man in the chat tonight. Gladius Relics of War, which is a Warhammer 40K game, it looks like. Looks like that's a base game, is free. And then Chess Ultra will be free starting tomorrow. And then World of Warships looks like there's a starter pack that'll be free starting tomorrow as well.
Nice. So Ryan.
Me.
Is super into comics. I didn't realize he was this big into comics.
Well, I've gotten back into it in the last, you know, 2 to 3 years.
Okay.
Like Ryan a lot of people. So
Ryan is super into comics and he started a YouTube channel. And it's kind of interesting because I always see people and friends start a YouTube channel. It's not easy. It's not easy to be motivated to shoot videos and talk in front of a camera. It's never easy. And even with Think Computer, sometimes we take a decent amount of time off. Try not to anymore, but you know, it's hard to do. And Ryan started it a while back and then he kind of did what I would say most people do, which is like make a video and then 6 months later make another video, which is fine.
It's start for sure,
you know. And it's not like I don't feel like Ryan is trying to do anything crazy with this YouTube channel, but I always like it when people really stay consistent with it and kind of see it grow. Recently, Ryan has been posting a video every week on the channel.
I've been, right? Pretty much every week. That's where I would like to get it. It hasn't been quite that, but yes, that's what I'm working towards.
Yeah, so his channel is called Collecting Casually. It's just Collecting Casually. So if you want to find it on YouTube, but he puts out like a video a week about all of his comics stuff, puts out a bunch of shorts if you're into YouTube shorts and stuff like that. But check it out.
Shorts I'm doing just about every day.
And I have learned some things about comics that I didn't know because of Ryan.
There you go.
One, the biggest thing is that they're not called comics. They're called books. That's so weird.
I mean, you can call them comics. That's fine.
Yeah, but you call them books.
I always say books. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, check out his YouTube page. Like I said, give him a follow, comment on his things. You know, he has some interesting stuff that, that he's done with comics. And like I said, if you're into that, definitely check that out. Anything else you've been doing?
I don't think so.
Been working on a we have a new mouse. We talked about that last week. You've been using that, yeah? Right.
Yeah. Heck yeah, man. This thing's great.
Yeah, this, new mouse.
Spoiler alert. It's great.
Yeah, well, we'll have a review for that in a couple of weeks when it's supposed to come out. So I completely rebuilt our graphics card test system.
Okay.
So we're back, you know, we're on Intel. All new games.
You got some pretty nice cards in to...
Yeah, so I have a 4080, 4090. I got some other ones coming in as well. So definitely, it is kind of nice to have cards now. I don't feel rushed to get certain things done when you do launch reviews. And two, it really gave me time to like really rebuild the system, like how we wanted to do it, how I wanted to do the benchmark. So we have a bunch of new games that we've added to our benchmarking as well. And yeah, it just allowed me to easily do it. I was kind of scared. So with the, you know, the RTX 4090, it's a big card. I have it, but it's a big card. And then you connect those 4 8 pins and you're like,
yeah,
you know, and then we had talked about how, you know, all the cards burning up and stuff. And I'm like, I hope I don't burn up this.
I hope card. I'm not a dummy that, yeah.
Yeah. So I like made sure, like I made sure I had everything in there and make sure.
Was it harder than you expected? Or was it like, no. it was
it's super easy. Normal. It's not all that hard. It is a lot of wire mess. You can kind of see it. It's like, that's a 40.
Yeah.
That's
I see 40, the four.
Yeah. That's white a 40 cables 80. Come off it. Here, if I can make it, hold on. So you guys can kind of see. But like there's a 4080 and then there's all the cables that are coming out for it,
mm-hmm.
Which isn't necessarily horrible because I had in our normal test bench for everything else, I have a 3080 that has 3 8 pins, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, it's like I said, it, but one thing I did notice and it's so far in my testing is that the 4090 is just like so high above even the 4080. It is, you know, we saw the reviews and stuff and it's like all this much better, but it's like in some games, it's like 100 FPS difference.
Well, and just seeing, right. You can be like looking at a graph and be like, oh yeah, it's 60 frames better or, you know, 100 better. But like until you experience that, like you may not, you know,
and it is like let me go get the one,
right? Especially if you're on like a high refresh rate monitor and you can sustain those high refresh rates as opposed to it dipping down and your monitor, you know, dipping down as well. Just being able to sustain a super high refresh rate.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
This is the 4090. I mean, it's huge. I mean, this thing is massive. I mean, it's called
God. Yeah.
Yeah, it's big. We saw these like at CES and stuff, but until you like, I don't know, like just comparing it to like the 3080 that I have here, even the 3090 that I have here, it's just such a big card. And it's, I mean, this one is a really high end one from MSI. So it's very well built. It's the art, like they've taken RGB lighting kind of the next level. It's, I'm really impressed with this, one. But just like I said, just on the performance, it is, you know, typically the difference we saw a couple years ago between like a 3090 and a 3080 was like, I don't know, 10, 15%, maybe. I don't remember, but like just the difference between a 4090 and a 4080 is pretty, especially in certain titles. It's like one title, it's like, I think Borderlands 3, it's like 100 FPS difference.
Jeez.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Cool. So, but yeah, and like I said, that's kind of what I've been doing. I'm really excited for you guys to see our graphics card reviews coming up. We will have at least 4, if not more, coming. So a lot of that stuff coming up. We have some really cool products in to review coming as well. I'm trying to think of what else we have. Like I said, we have a lot of stuff coming up.
I got a cool keyboard too that came in.
Oh yeah, do you have it? Did you open it up yet?
I did, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I have it off to the side. Do you want me to grab it?
If you want to show everybody real quick before we... This is a cool keyboard if you're into... why do I want to say Harry Potter? It's not Harry Potter.
It's not a Harry Potter keyboard.
It's Lord of the Rings. I'm sorry.
I put it back in the sleeve in the box to take pictures, but let's see here. Yeah, this is from Drop. You looked at the Elvish, right?
Yes, keyboard? I looked at the Elvish one.
This is the Black Speech version. Come on. I mean, I sealed this thing back up, so.
Oh, don't worry about it then. We'll let them.
I got it right here.
All right. Yeah, that's cool, and it has all the writing, Lord of the Rings writing on. I'll be interesting to see how you like the essay.
Oh, it's
different.
Different for sure.
Yeah, it's different. Yeah, so
absolutely.
So yeah, Ryan will have that coming up in a couple weeks here as well. But yeah, guys, as we come to the end here, we are going to be switching over to Twitch. That's where we do our gaming stream. So if you want to follow us over there, twitch.tv/thinkcomputers, Ryan will have that stream up as soon as we get off of here. We're going to be playing some Apex Legends. I believe Shinny will be playing with us as well, which should be a lot of fun. Hopefully I make it through that. I feel like I need to take some medicine.
You need to take one of these energy immunity booster shots like I did.
I do. I really do. But yeah, guys, we're going to be over there, twitch.tv/thinkcomputers. We appreciate everybody who is in the live stream. Of course, we had Jim in here and Shinny as well, and everybody else who didn't chime in. We saw
a lot of good peak.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We had a lot of people in here. So we appreciate everybody, tuning into the live stream, and of course, everybody that listens later. So until next week, we will see you guys later.